We are learning Masechta Zevamos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top by the two dots. It says in the Mishnah that Cholzah B'minol She'ena Shaloi, if you use a shoe that was not yours, even though L'chadchili shouldn't do that, it's kosher v'diavet. So we learn the Gemara a drasha for that. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Pasuk, V'cholzah Na'aloi Ma'al Ragloi, it says Na'aloi. It sounds like it has to be your shoe. Ein li ala Na'aloi, if you own the shoe, Na'al she'kol odom menayin. How do you know if it's a Na'al, a shoe from someone else? How do you know it's kosher? Tamalema Na'al, Na'al Mekol Mokem. There's another word Na'al. In the next Pasuk, there's another word, V'nikra Shmoy B'Yishoa Beis Chalutz Ha'Na'al, which teaches us that it could be any now, Why do you say na'aloi? It's mashma a na'al haru'i aloi. Na'aloi, it's mashma your na'al. Na'aloi is mashma your na'al. So Gemara says, no, it teaches na'al haru'i aloi. It has to be roy for your foot. Prat legodl sh'im yachal halach boy. If it's, the shoe is too big and you can't walk, it's not a good shoe. Prat lekot sh'im yachal for a raglai. Or if it's too small, it doesn't cover most of your leg. And prat lesandal ha'mashalayim that doesn't have a soul, has no soul on it. This sandal has no soul, and therefore it's not called ru'uyaloi, it's not a good shoe. Rashi learns, ein le'ekev means there's no soul. The Tosfos Rishonim actually argues, holds ekev means a heel, has no heel. But upon him, na'aloi, doesn't teach us to be yours, because you have na'al riba. Na'aloi teaches us to be ru'uyaloi. Has to be royal for you. And it's still mashma that you can't use someone else's shoe l'chatchila. And mistama, the reason is because a lot of times it won't fit and therefore you shouldn't use it l'chatchila. The Gemara brings a ma'isa. Abai have a koyi kamed Rav Yosef. Aso yivama lachlitz. A yivama came to Gechalitza when Abai was in front of Rav Yosef. Omale, havle, sandlach, give him your shoe to do chalitza. So Abai gave him his left shoe. And we know a left shoe is not good l'chatchila, like it says in the Mishnah. Yavle sandle smaller. And why do you do that? Why do you give a left shoe? Because he held also to use a shoe that's not yours, also not a chachila. So he was showing Rav Yosef, you tell him to do something like a chachila, we'll give a left shoe also. Amalei, so Rav Yosef called him out on giving a left shoe. Amalei, Eimadon Rabbanon Di'evel, Chachila Mi'oma, why give a left shoe? It's only Mutter B'Di'evel, not a chachila. Amalei, so Rav Yosef is back to Rav Yosef, Chachila Shein Shalom Nami, Eimadon Rabbanon Di'evel, Chachila Mi'oma. Same thing with a left shoe, the same thing with a shoe that's not yours, you tell me give him my shoe, that's also not a chachila. So you tell me give him my shoe, so give him a left shoe also. Amalei, Rav Yosef says, no, this is what I meant. Hoch Kamilah, have lei ve'aknei. Give him the shoe and be makir to make sure it's his, and then we'll take care of that problem. So now you should give him the right foot because we are doing the lechatchila. Because I told you to be makir, that's what I meant. Be makir to him, and therefore be lechatchila. So the Gemara writes, it said in the Mishnah, sandal shel eitz is kosher. Now it's not leather; it's made out of eitz. Mantana on Mashmur Ramei. It's Ramei that we learned in Amar Aleph. It's now learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Akita yoytze v'kavshel. Someone who has a missing bottom of his foot and he's wearing a wooden clog on a stump, he's allowed to go out on Shabbos because it has a shame na'al, shame shoe. Divrei Ramei. Rabbi Yisrael holds not a shoe. So our Mishnah that says that even Shalais is called a shoe must be according to Rabbi Avud Shmuel Amma, no. It could be going according to Rabbi Yisrael. How you let use a sandal Shalais? But Mechupah Arvid Rakal, it was covered with leather and then it could be Lekuli Amma. I'm not popping and spreading the rubber. Sandal Hamusker Loi Sach Loitz Boy Vim Chalza Chalitza Sakshera. Rabbi Papi says a new halacha, Meshmei the rubber, that we know that by a nega, the first step when the kohen sees a nega, he locks it up for a week to see what happens. It's called a muskor, locked up. Then, it has all the right simonim of a nega, so the halacha is it becomes a muchlet and it's chayiv to be burnt. So Rav Papa Shvei Rava says, sandal ha muskor lo sachlitz bo, you know, do chalitza with a sandal ha muskor, means the first week it's locked up, vim chalitza chalitza sekshera, it's kosher. Sandal ha muchlet. But if it's muchlet already, it's certified and it has to be burnt. It's certified nega le sachlitz boy shindu chalitza vim chalitza chalitza sapsula, it's possible. Why? So Rashi explains, because this is chayiv and sreifa, there's an idea called kesusi mechtas shiure, which means that since it's chayiv and sreifa, it loses its shear, and there's a shear for a shoe. It has to be chayfas, roiv ragla, it has to cover most of your foot. So since it's slated to be burnt, it loses its shear, and therefore it is possible. The halacha is it's possible. You shouldn't do chalitza with either one, and both of them are kosher with the oven. Both of them are kosher with the oven. So we have a machlekes here, a sandal that's slated for sreifa, it's a muchlet. Could you do chalitza? Is the oven the chalitza good or not? According to the first one, the oven is no good because it's oimel sreifa. The second one is no, it is good. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, the reason why it's good is because the special drosh by Nega, that even after it's slated for sreifa, it's called a beged. But the only question you have to ask on this Gemara is, Why can't you do it lechatchila? So Rashi says that the reason why you can't do lechatchila by muskur, even though it's not chayav shreifa, is because maybe you're going to come to do it by mukhlif. That's what Rashi said. The problem with that is, then what's the problem with Rapapa? Rapapa says that even by a mukhlif, it's not asav diavad, so why they're both asav lechatchila? There's no atu a mukhlif. That's the Marsha's kasha on Rashi. And the Rishash answers that there is a case where everyone will agree, that will be by a takroi v'shav v'chavim. If it was made to be makrovit avodah zarah, there it's chayev shreifa, and definitely yaktusim v'chashurei, so it could be it's otu that, that's why you can't do l'chatchila with these shoes. Akaponim, what comes out of here, we have a machlokes, by a sandal hamuchlet, if it works with the evad or not, and l'kuliyama, sandal hamusker cannot be done l'chatchila, you can't even do l'chatchila. Musker means the first week, and muchlet means after it's certified. May's favor, answer a kasha from a Mishnah in Masechet Nesagon. Bayis hamusker. The bayis that was found in Nega, they locked it up for a week. It's musker. It's not certified tameh yet. The halacha is metameh metaychai. If you touch the inside of the house, you're tameh. Mukhlet, once it becomes certified, you have to knock it down. Mukhlet, metaychai ma'akra. Then it's tameh from the inside and from the outside. And both of them, if you walk in, you're tummy. If your whole guf goes in, roiv your guf goes in, then the halacha is, it's definitely matama v'biya, say if it's mukhlet or muska. That's what it says in the Mishnah Nagam. And the more of the kash like this. But if you hold that by a mukhlet, it's like it's not here. So you don't have a bias. It's burnt. How can you have an issur going into the house and become tummy? Not issur. How do you become tummy going into the house? I didn't come into the house. It's Ksusim Echshuri. There's no sheer house here. There's no dollar dollar. There's no house of dollar on dollar over here. A house, the minimum, has to be dollar by dollar. And here it's not dollar by dollar. So there's no sheer. It's going to be burnt. And if the Gemara is Gerasa Kosov, Shani Hostam Akrov, and Nosat Sabayas, I fill the Shas and Tzitzakar Abayas. Even when you're knocking it down, it's called Abayas. Toshima, which are bringing another Raya. Matlis, Yeshbay Sholish, Al Sholish. Let's bring another Raya. Also, Gaminagom. We're talking about a piece of beggar that's 3x3. Now, the 3x3 baged is chazi la'aniyim. It's roya fa'aniyim. So it was 3x3. Afa pi she'aim by kazayis, even though it's very thin threads and there's no kazayis, still the halacha is, kim she'nichlas rubay labayis tahar tomasa. Since it was something that could have kabbalah sanaga, could be tami benaga because it has a shear 3x3, and even though the whole piece did not go into the house, and not even the kazayis went into the house, but if Roiv went into the house, we say that the miyat is nigra bosad a Roiv, and it's with tame the house, because now it has a nega beged in the house. My love, all we talk about mukhletes. And if it's mukhletes, it has to be burned, so how can it be considered a shear? How can it be considered a shear beged? Now, if you see Rashi asked the question, interestingly, look at the Marsha. But Kapana, the way Rashi knows the question is that how can you say you go bosad the roiv, if the outside is like supposed to be burnt, and therefore you don't have a shear 3x3. So Masha asks better. You don't have a beggar at all. So Masha has a teretz to that kasha. Ayin sham. Balak upon him, Toshma, Matish, Meshal, Shalosh, Afish, Ein, Bekazai, Mishal, Rubai, Levai, is Tar, Tomasim, it's time of the house. Maila, Mukhlet, that's the way I'm Mukhlet, and even though it's Oimid for Sreifa, still, it's considered a beggar. And for the Roi Muskaris, only Muskaris. Yoche, Ein, Seifa, Hoyba, Kamazesim, if this piece was a very thick piece of material and had a lot of kazaisim in it. Kivish and nichlas mena kazayis labayis. Even if the whole 3x3, or even not the roiv, went into the house, the kazayis went in the house, bayis tar, and the tar the house, tamas and made a tamay. So, first of all, what are we talking about kazayis? So, Rashi explains, it's actually, this is parash of Aloyscha, that it's iskish lemeis. Nega is iskish lemeis, because it says by Miriam, al no see it kemeis. And just look at a meis is metam be kazayis, a beged that has a nega is also metam be kazayis. So Akaponim it says that's metame. So iamrit b'shlamim mukhletas. If we're talking about it, that it's a mukhlet, hainu iskush lemeis, because a mukhlet is iskush lemeis, because a certified negas that's iskush lemeis. Iamrit muskeres my iskush lemeis, not iskush lemeis. And if it's not iskush lemeis, so then it wouldn't have a problem with kazayis. So most of them are mukhlet, and still it's considered a beged. So you see, mukhlet is considered a beged. The last Gemara answer that we're talking about muskeres. It's only talking about musker. But now it's proven we're talking about chletas because it says kazayis. So talking about chletas is back shver the kasha. What happened to susim echashura? And for the Gemara, Shani Hosma Makrov, Vasar Vasar Beged, Afila Bashas Shreifa Kori Beged. Especially here's a kasha, it says, even Bashas Shreifa, it's called a Beged. Therefore, we know a Nega has its shame Beged, even if it's Oymid Lashreifa. Beligmar Mirnei, learn out chalitza from there. And for the Gemara, Issam Atumah Lo Gamrinah. You learn Issam Atumah because Tumah is a chiddush, like Rashi says. Now the Gemara here asks, we should learn out from Beged. Why don't we say learn from Bayis? So the Torah is positive, I think, that a shoe is similar to a Beged, and therefore there's a bigger chance you should learn out from Beged than learn out from a Bayis. Learn out from a Bayis. Like upon him, that's what comes out of the Gemara. We answered the Kashish. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Echad Sandal Hamuskur, Ve'echad Sandal Shemuchlit. The halacha is, we'll see, that it's kosher. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, because I excuse me, Shure. Teretz says, well, that's my name of hold, you do learn how from Sarfas Abega. It's a gilu milsa, that when it comes to Sreifa by a nega, it's called a bega. It's still the same thing by a shoe. Al kaponim, the same thing by a shoe, gabi chalitza. Omer Rav, hilchasa echasan ha-muskur, echasan ha-muklit, is kosher. We'll read it to Rashi. Rashi says, muklit ka-amorim shafil b'shah sreifa kari bega, v'lav mei lefu ele gilu milsa ba'amahu. And he says also, the echad sound of rechavim, if you put on shoes onto the getchka, also it's kosher v'di'avad. Lo sachlech from chalzach chizuk sheira. Why is it kosher v'di'avad? Because shayich bittel belongs to the guy. A guy could be a vatal avad zara. Since he can be a vatal avad zara, so therefore it's not called ksusi mechal shurei. But shalt akrovis of rechavim. But if it's something that I'm bringing as akrov, as a carbon to avad zara, that is considered like a vizor, like a mace, and it's there forever. You have to burn it. It cannot be mevutel. V'shal irnadacha, same thing. Irnadacha is also a shrei fakayme on top of the amud. V'shal zokner silchvayda, or a shoe that was made for older men, not made for walking. Loi sachloi, you can't do chalitzim. Chalzach loi tzatzim psula. It's possible. Mamish b'di'evet. Amud Ravina Ravashi, ma'ishna zokner silchvayda. They say you made a shoe for an old man in bed, that there is only to cover his feet. It's not called a shoe. The lava lucha of it, he doesn't walk with it. So the beidino, I mean, the chalitza shoe you have in the bed also. They don't walk with that. Not lava lucha of it. On Malay, my answer is no. Ilum maske be shlucha the beidino. Me kapala dina. No one cares if they use that shoe. Therefore, there's no kapay that could be used la lucha. Masha enke, the one that's made the covered of a zakin, it wouldn't be a covered to walk around with it. And therefore, the shoe of the bezin is better. Actually, in halacha, it's brought down that they should use the shoe and walk, the yavam should walk 4 amos with the shoe, at least to make it into a shoe for halicha. So it comes out that all those different sandals on the muchlet, musker, and rechavim is good, but if it's takroivis of rechavim, or adachas, which is sreifa, is no good, and a zakin also chavim, is not made for walking, is also not good, even b'diavad. And I had a bezin shoe there. Since you're allowed to walk it, it's called a shoe. And we saw it in halacha, it says, Taka, you should take a little walk with it in order to give it a shame of a shoe.